Blog Talk Radio.
I had no thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, yes, I do worship. Because of who you are, yeah.
Come on, one ear, let's lift him up today. He's so worthy. Because of who you are, I give you glory.
Yes.
Because of who you are, I give you praise. Lord, because of who you are, I will lift my voice.
Everybody sing it together. Come on.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. I give you glory.
All right, where you are, lift your hands and just begin to worship.
I give you praise. Lord, we came tonight to give you the praise.
Because of who you are,
we're going to lift our hands.
Warmest greetings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in. I am Prophetess Stacy, and you have tuned in to Prolific Fire. Once again, thank you so much. Tonight, you've tuned in for a show that's on marriage. I am the host, but I am not the host for tonight. Our special guest host for tonight is my sister in ministry, Prophetess Natasha Pate. Hope you will be blessed by the message. Prophetess Pate, you're on the air.
Giving praises to God who's the head of my life. Thank you, praise God, for all of the listeners. Thank you, praise God, for all the ones just tuning in, the ones getting ready to tune in. Thank you, praise God, for all of you are. And I ask you all if you would like to, after the show or after the word or when God get through doing what he's doing, you can match one if you would like to desire for prayer. And then, and I thank and praise God for you all for listening in. Hope I can be an encouragement to you all and hoping that I can say something to help those in a marriage or in a situation. And the word, always remember, the word goes to you first before it go out and share with someone else. Always remember that. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come bow, thank and praise you for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. Thank and praise you, Lord God, for every listener, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for everyone that's getting ready to tune in, Lord God. And thank and praise you, Lord God, for being so good in our life, Lord, like only you can. And Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for being so great to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for every married couple, Lord God, and even the ones that get ready to get married, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to put your hand of protection and shield over them. Lord, if they don't know how to be a wife, teach them how to be a wife. They don't know how to be a husband, teach him how to be a husband. And Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, to come in everybody, Lord God, that's listening life, that's married, Lord God. Give them strength, Lord God, where some are pulling apart, where some not together, or some may be abused, or some may, Lord God, don't know which way to go. Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to word my mouth, to be able to encourage them and give them some words of encouragement, Lord. And I ask you to bless everyone that, Lord God, that's listening and bless their marriage, Lord. When, Lord, look upon the man, Lord God, for they are supposed to be the head, Lord God, and look upon the woman, Lord God, supposed to be the wife, Lord God. We ask you to touch them right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. First, I would like to thank and praise God for everyone that's listening. I hope I can be an encouragement to you all. And I would like to share something with you before I go into the Word of God. I'm just going to bring out some scriptures and I'm going to bring out some points. And whatever God put in my heart to share with you all, I'm going to do it. And I like and thank and praise God. Before I got married, I used to read 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, and that teaches you how a wife and a husband supposed to submit themselves one to another. Then I read in Ephesians where the husband's supposed to love their wives as unto the Lord. And I thank and praise God where I had even read in Titus how the old men supposed to teach the younger men and how the older women supposed to teach the younger women, young women. And I thank and praise God for all of those that I was taught. But I did not get any counseling before I got married. And I did not get any counsel. I was not counseled by no one. And I thank and praise God, the only counsel that I had was the Lord. And I went into this marriage, but when I went into it, I went into it fresh, with not knowing how things was going to be, not knowing what was going to come before me. But I came into it, but when I did come into the marriage, I had the Lord on my side, and that was all I needed. I had the Lord on my side. Didn't have no guidance. Didn't have nobody to tell me or teach me. My mother didn't even have a mother to really just sit down and talk to me about things that what some mothers would talk to their daughters and make sure that it's something they wanted to do. But I always have told the Lord if I ever got married, I wanted to marry someone that can take care of me. I wanted to marry someone that, Lord, a man that's going to be the head of his house. And Lord God, and I always ask the Lord to let me be pleased with what he give me. And I thank and praise God. So I'm sharing my testimony because before I go into the Word of God, because someone may need to hear this and didn't want to go this way. But in order for us to help someone else, sometimes the word, well, the word begins with you first, and then it goes and it spreads abroad. And when I got into my marriage, and the first year of my marriage, it was good. It was good. My husband was saved. He was saved before we got married. He accepted the Lord as his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He was saved. And been knowing him for 10 years and been married almost 14 years now. So I've been really knowing him. I've known him since before I even got married to him. I know him. And I thank and praise God that I wasn't an outgoing person. I wasn't a, I always knew church. I always knew church. And I always knew how to read the Word of God. I knew where to go to when I needed the Word of God. And I thank and praise God for that. But the first year of my marriage was good. But when the second year of my marriage came, I heard an old saying, but I don't believe in this, and I hope nobody else do. If you can get through the third part of your marriage, you okay. Don't believe that. That's not true. And I thank and praise God for not letting me listen to that. But I thank and praise God for my husband. Don't get me wrong. But when you, I would like to share with the ladies, when you're married and things are not going right like it should go, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. You got to look at where the husband come from. You got to look at what the environment that he come from. Maybe he was in the home where his mom just raised him. His father was nowhere around. And maybe he grew up in a abusive home or grew up around any and everything. And when he meet his wife, when he met her and he married her, and you probably think things was going to be okay. But it's not okay because you got spirits in this that have been left in this man from the past. And if those spirits are there, when you get married, you got to deal with those same spirits. And if you don't have God in your life, young lady, married lady, single lady that's getting ready to get married, if you don't have God in your life, you wouldn't know how to deal with it. I thank and praise God over the second part of my marriage. I had the Lord. Yes, I went through things. My husband was he abusive? No, he wasn't abusive. But he was never at home. I was always home. I took care of the children on my own. And I did a good job. Baby sick. Had to handle everything on my own. But God seen me through it. I did not go through it. Then maybe someone said, well, why you was there? Why you didn't leave him? Or why you didn't just go? I didn't go and I didn't leave him because God told me to pray. It was a spirit in him, and it was not of God. It was a spirit that come from a generation of curse. And when you marry into this family and they have generation of curse, that means the wife have to put up with those spirits until God come in and deliver. So I want to let you all know. In 1 Corinthians where it says, the husband is no longer his own and the wife's body is no longer her own. That's in 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter. And then it says, husband, submit yourself to your wife. Wife, submit yourself unto your husband. But it say, also say, as unto the Lord. The pastor always, some pastors don't never bring out the point. In a marriage, they always say, wife, submit yourself to your husband, but they never say, as unto the Lord. And I want you to know, as unto the Lord, if they're not in the Lord like they should be, you don't have to submit to them until God come in and fully clean this man up and he save and deliver. You don't have to submit to him. That thing go both ways. Husband, submit. Wife, submit. meaning you're supposed to do unto others you would have them to do unto you. And I did all those things. But God did step in, and it was a change, and it was a delivery. Yes, did I want to get out of it? Yes. Yes, did I want a divorce? Yes. But the word of God say, if your husband don't want to leave you, you're not supposed to put him away. That's in 1 Corinthians 7 chapter also. You're supposed to stay with him. You're supposed to live a godly life around them. Show Christ up in you walk in Christ. And when you walk in Christ, that unsaved husband, that unsaved wife can be saved through that. The husband can be saved through the wife. The wife can be saved through the husband. But only if you just trust and believe God. Well, how did you get through it? A lot of people say. A lot of people came to me telling me he's not coming back. You need to go on and get a divorce. You know what? I didn't stand on what people said. I stood on what God said. And God told me he was going to work it out. And he was going to do what he's supposed to do in my marriage. So I trust the word of God, and I believe God. And when I trust God's word, I believe God, God did it. He stepped in, and he broke some changes. Well, how are things going now? Oh, my grandmother always say teeth and tongue fall out. You still have problems in the marriage. But you have to pray and God will see you through. Now, you're not going to, not everything is not going to be good all the time. And always remember, when you're in a marriage or and you're saved, you're going to go through any kind of problems. The devil really hits more at the marriage than he do anything. You may have a husband out there. He's he may be have a lustful spirit. You may have a wife, and she may have a lustful spirit. Pray in that area. Everything that I'm talking to you all about tonight, I deal with them in my own marriage. And I deal with a spirit that was pride. You couldn't tell them nothing. You can't tell them anything. They don't always call themselves pretty boy, thinking too much. He was too much for his own good. But I looked at it, and I didn't see that person that he thought he was. I saw that Jesus was going to come in and he's going to step in. And I want to let you know, don't sit up in the nighttime when husband not home or wife not home and they gone out and you a good man or you a good woman and you doing all you can to hold your marriage together. You still do what God say do. But you don't sit at home and you don't weep because this man or this woman not home. And, Lord, I wonder who he with or I wonder who she with. You don't do that. You pray, and you go to sleep. Now time, I lost no sleep. I prayed, and I went to sleep. And every time I woke up, I felt better. And I know that God is letting me know. I always read in the Word, so a man soweth, so shall he reap. Women, men, whatever you do, you're going to reap it. And the thing about it is, you don't know how they're going to reap it. And I even went to even get to the point to where I even end up, I went to a doctor's appointment where things would come out. And I didn't know, and I knew I was not there doing anything of God. So I knew where it came from several times. But God still shield me from everything. Women, we have to be careful. If you know what your husband out there doing, you better protect yourself if you're going to lay with this man. Woman, man, if you know what your wife out there doing, and you know she ain't getting it from you or he ain't giving it to you, you need to protect yourself. if you're going to stay with this man and lay with this woman or this man. If you want, you may got something out there finna get married. Make sure this is what you want. Marriage is sacred, and it's also homemade, meaning however that man treats you at home, if he treats you good, if he do you good, he going to do you like that in the street. But if he don't treat you right at home, he ain't going to treat you right in the streets either. But you still do what you said do. You may have some people may come and say, girl, I seen John, or I seen Sue, or I seen Sally with this so-and-so, so-and-so. Don't listen to that. You pray. And you tell the Lord to cover your husband if you want to stay with her, cover your wife. Because man will come, and the devil will come through men just to break up your home. He will do it. And I ask anybody out there that really love their husband or their wife really love or that man really love his wife, and you know God going to step in, put it all in his hand, because he said he cares for us. And he also said, cast your cares upon him, and he will see us through. So we have to cast the cares to the Lord so that he will take care of us. And I think and praise God that God is doing wonderful things in my marriage. I'm speaking it, I'm claiming it, and I don't shed no tears because God is taking care of me. The word of God has made me strong. He gave me peace of mind. I don't have to be up all night worried about nobody, where they at or where she at or where nobody at. All I have to do is just tend to my kids, do a wifely duty, and I treat them with love and kindness. The Bible said love and kindness would draw wrath. If they got any wrath then with your kindness and your love, it would make them tone down. You still treat them right. Yeah, well, you may say it's easy for you to say, you know, or you may say, well, it hurts. Yes, it does, but it won't hurt always. God will fix it if you just allow him a chance. And I would like to say also to the married couple, if you have that wife and she's good to you, man, and woman, if you have that husband that's good to you, if he's paying all the bills, if he's taking care of you, or he's doing everything that he's supposed to do as a husband, you need to show that man, appreciate that man for that. Love him. Love on him. Thank God for what you have. Excuse me. And woman, man, if you got a wife to do you like that, treat you with love and kindness and there for you. Thank God for that wife. I always heard the saying say it's always the younger men that draws the older women. No, they're just flush. I goes to say look at David. How many of y'all know the story about David? Supposed to been out there fighting the war on the housetop, watching some woman. That's a man weakest. That's their weakest. We need to, men are not stronger than we are. We are the stronger vessel. Although the Bible say man is the head, yes, they is, but they're not being the head. More women are being head of their household than the men are. And that's because they're weak. And they're not giving God a chance to step into their life. And I share my testimony to let you all know that God brought me through. And he's still yet working on my husband. And each day that I pray, and every night, that I go to sleep, God is doing things. He's still working out where I don't see it. He's doing it. And I thank and praise God for all of those things that he's getting ready to. And I see somebody marriage, God's going to man back together. I see it. And I see some woman can't sleep at night crying her eyes out because she don't even know where he is. Or she don't even know who he with. Don't worry about that. Put it in the hand of the Lord and let God work it out. Because God say he will wipe the tears from your eyes if you just trust him. God will give you your heart desire if you just trust him. And I would like to say any callers that need prayer, that want prayer, and I speak these words and let you all know, and I think it needed to go forward because it needed to be said. Somebody out there is worried about their husband. Some lady, some man out there worried about his wife. Don't worry. Trust God. Get in the Word. Read the Word. Whatever you need, it is in the Word of God. I thank and praise God for being who he is in my life. I own my own home. I thank and praise God for that. I got two beautiful girls. I ain't liking for anything. Bills are paid. Meet my bills every month. And I said this and say this right here. God will take care of you with your husband there or without. But you just got to trust and believe him. Well, some say, I just can't live without him. God will trust. God, you can live without you. When he wasn't there, when you didn't have him, you live. You can live without him if he ain't there. God will make you trust him. He also don't want us to put our trust in him either. You don't put your trust all the way in man because the word said they will deceive you. Trust God in everything that you do, marriage, everything. Is you ready for to get married? Trust God. I found out it ain't the woman all the time. It's the spirit was in that man caused him to act out the way he do. So don't get mad with the man. Get mad with the spirit up in him because that's what causes him to act out the way he does. When God showed me that and when I seen these things, I was like, God, thank you. So if any caller want to call in or may have a prayer request or you're listening or may have a comment, you can match one. And I thank and praise God. Hope it was something that can help you all. Hope it was something that was shared. But you can go to Ephesians 6 chapter. You will find about marriage in there. You can go to 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter. You can find marriage in there. And you can go to Titus. You can find it in there about the men and teaching the young men. We even don't have that these days. The young men is going astray because they have no father, nobody to help them or talk to them about which way to go or how to treat that woman or how to treat that man. And most of the time, you can't even go to a pastor because a lot of them don't even know how to treat their own wife. So my thing is, I don't share my business to people unless God want me to minister to people. I don't minister to several married women. And every married couple that I minister to, God was able them to get some release. They was not alone in what they was going through. And I was able to encourage them. And also, we supposed the women, the older women, need to teach the younger women. That's in Titus. And also, you can find in Timothy about marriage. So anybody that got maybe want to come in or need prayer or want me to pray over your marriage, you can match one or you can call in. If not, we're going to turn it back over to Prophet Stacy.
I hope you all were blessed by that message. And I thank you all once again for being with us on tonight. Two things that really stuck out in my spirit. She said, don't be upset with your husband, but pray against that spirit, because it's really not your husband or your wife that you need to be coming against. You need to come against that spirit. Ask the Lord to show you what type of spirit your spouse has, and you pray against that spirit. And also when she was speaking about the husband being head, the Spirit of the Lord told me to tell some woman, although your husband is the head, he's not the whole body. Therefore, he needs what you have also, because some woman feels like she don't have anything to bring to the table. Yes, you do. You may not be the head, but he needs you to be included in the marriage too. Don't be afraid to speak up and say what you need to say within your marriage also. Because it takes two. And also she brought out about generational curses. And I'm quite sure that somebody needs a generational curse broken off their marriage. So I will be praying about generational curses on tonight. Because I can feel it in my spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for every listener, Lord God, whether they're on the phone or online, God, or whether they'll be listening on iTunes later, Lord God, I thank you for them, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you bless them to make it this far in their marriage, God. I come against every generational curse, Lord God, everything, Lord God, that has grabbed a hold of their marriage, God, and trying to keep it bondage, Lord God. I bind that thing up and I send it back to hell from which it came, Lord God. Everything, Lord, that God, that the grandfather did, or maybe the father did, or maybe the mother and grandmother did, Lord God, that's manifested this stuff in that woman and in that man, Lord God. I ask that you make them anew, Lord God. Purge them tonight, God. Deliver them and set them free, Lord God. Let somebody have a brand new husband in the morning, Lord God. Let somebody have a brand new wife in the morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, help them to see the error of their ways, Lord God, and come to you and to repent, Lord God, that this marriage may truly be made one in the name of Jesus. Because we understand on tonight, out of everything that she said, one of the most important things I got is that marriage is not easy. And also, I think that before you go into a marriage, you need counseling. You definitely need counseling. And you definitely need the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you, because you're just going to need. And I, once again, if there are not any prayer requests, that's the end of the show. At this time, I'm just going to give you some contact information just in case you need me throughout the week. You can find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire or Facebook at facebook.com/prophetessstacy. Or you can go to iTunes and re-listen to any of the shows. It's a free podcast. Just look up Prolific Fire with Prophetess Stacy. Or if you need prayer throughout the week, you can email me at prolificfire@gmail.com. Or I feel like somebody may need to text me. You can text me. Wait, let me get that number. I hope you were blessed by the show while I'm getting this number. Because indeed I was. The number is 901-296-2461. If you need to text me or call me throughout the week and have prayer. I'm just going to leave you with a word of blessing on tonight. It comes from Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 26. It says, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Have a good night. I love you. Until next Monday, God bless.